Farhad Ibrahimov. You now have the floor.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Excellencies, distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great honor and privilege to be among the panelists of session one. Persons belonging to national or ethnic, religious, and linguistic minorities are also often victims of multiple discrimination. This is specifically alarming when gross human rights violations are committed by permanent members of the United Nations Security Council. In my speech, I'm going to speak about discrimination and other abuses the Uyghur and other minorities face in the Uyghur region of China. To begin with, I will start with employment discrimination. The primary driver of Uyghur unemployment is ethnic discrimination. In both public and private companies, Uyghurs face severe competition from Han locals or migrants. In all industries, Han workers receive higher wages. Only 17% of Uyghur university graduates secure a full-time job after graduation. Even Uyghurs with perfect Mandarin face severe discrimination in the job market. Many job advertisements discriminate more specifically against Uyghur women. Former detainees of re-education camps and former convicts find that they cannot find employment after serving their prison sentences. Rural Uyghurs face different kinds of labor violations that prevent them from seeking non-agricultural jobs. When it comes to discriminations against women, Uyghur women are subject to a program to cleanse them from their extremist thoughts through re-education and forced labor facilities. China's ban on Uyghur women wearing religious symbols is a clear gender-based violation of Uyghur women's rights. Since 2015, the government of China has been reducing the birth rate of Uyghur women through coercive family planning. There is a state-run campaign of mass female sterilization. The Chinese delegation did not respond to the allegations made by the Committee on the Elimination of Discrimination Against Women and simply denied the existence of coercive birth policies without refuting the specific claims based on statistical data. The Communist Party of China has declared war on religion, targeting not only Muslims but also Christians and Buddhists.